I'm still at a one. I don't get it. He's, I was just at a three.
You're pretty good, man.
I don't know, man. All right. Yeah, that's...
Which one is that?
Hello. I'm
what
one.
Chord is he?
I'm one. Oh, right, you're there. One. Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
Just talk normal.
All right, I'll try and talk normal. Is
try
this normal?
Tilting it, try tilting it towards you. Instead of topping, Josh, instead of talking over the top of it.
Stop micromanaging me.
I'm going to macromanage you in a second. I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but I don't know how you took that. That was an odd way to take something I don't even know.
Macro is with robots, so.
No.
Yeah.
It's a big picture.
Macro?
Yeah, macro.
Macroing?
Macaroni.
Slap.
Macaroni.
Oh! That sounded crazy in the headphones.
And on that note.
Cole makes mess.
Welcome back to Game Called Life.
What's up, universe? This is episode 15, Game Called Life podcast.
I was trying to start the intro.
Dude, it's okay. You like jump started.
I did.
Put the jumper cables on.
I did. And I was like, Josh, I'm going to shock you.
Three pumps.
Clear.
Yeah. Are we priming an engine for
mowing the lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, this podcast is an engine.
Okay. It's a vehicle.
Oh, nice. Old school muscle.
Jack Black is a special guest playing his guitar.
I can do weed whacker.
What else can you do that's in your shed?
I don't know. Hedge trimmers?
Hedge trimmers.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Are you like chopping off limbs in your shed?
I don't know what. Oh
my. He's got a guillotine built in. Anyways, that's what happens in the shed. We are your hosts today. As usual, we've got Josh Brucolari.
What's up?
We've got Universe. Mr. Cole Penrice sitting across from me.
Still here.
He's still here. And this lovely voice you're hearing is Zach Pittman, another regular on the podcast. I'm taking over.
Yeah, you took the reins. I'm sitting over here. I'm helpless.
Yeah, I took GCL for a walk today, and he pulled. I just had to go for it.
Yeah, man.
At the dog park.
I mean, but I'm wearing the cans. No, you're wearing I don't even know what those are.
These are cans for small ears.
They're like runner's headphones.
Okay. Like I'm going to go with
more like 2003. More like, okay, if you're running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It's like 2003 runner's headphones.
It works.
Yeah, it does work.
They sound good. So
listeners like, what's going on? Well, if you followed our Twitter and saw our picture updates, you would know. Oh my gosh, I'm pee-popping out the pussy.
What?
Well, might as well. Really hoping to avoid that.
I was like, oh, too many
I was like,
peas.
Please don't. Please.
He's going to use it.
Oh, he said
he's
it.
He's done it.
He's absolutely running out of P words.
Pee popping assholes.
I said that at work the other day when I was taking out the umbrella, and apparently there was a customer, and I shouldn't have said it.
Oh, that's life.
I don't even care.
Yolanda. All right.
That's intros.
Yeah, that's intros.
Are you using a mouse pad as a...
As a coaster, yeah.
As a coaster.
Nice.
Because, so you don't hear it go.
Well, we just did, so way to go.
Yeah, I think that was like a test sound.
That was it. That's all
we were getting. The levels.
That's all you're getting.
Of the bottle.
Yeah.
they sound good. They're a good bottle.
And the sound of that bottle was our drink of the day.
Of the day.
Cole, what is the drink of the day this week?
It is Samuel Adams Oktoberfest.
Wow, it's not even October yet.
I know. It's one of the seasonal
but
brews.
But it's September, so it's fall.
Septemberfest.
Septfest.
Sepfest.
Autumn
no,
fest?
No, Sepfest.
Fall fest.
Sepfest.
Pump fest?
Pumpkin
pump.
Fest.
Pump fest.
Pumpkin patch. No, pump fest sounds weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Fall
fest?
I guess it could be like
Autumn fest?
Okay. I like autumn fest.
Autumn fest.
Yeah. How about the autumnal equinox festival?
I was going to go there, but I was like...
autumnal equinox festival.
Autumnal.
Autumnal. Ooh.
It's not autumnal. It's autumnal.
Is it autumnal?
Yeah, autumnal.
Autumnal?
I'll take your word for it.
Autumnal.
Autumnal.
Because it's...
Can you drive
there's
through them?
There's an
M-N. Autumnal. Sounds
anyway,
like German.
If you know
autumnal!
How
that sounded like an old German movie. Like the acoustics in here made it sound like that. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. New recording location today. Yeah, recording from Cole's...
We're in my main
dining
kitchen.
Room.
Dining room,
yeah.
Kitchen slash...
Kitchen.
There's no...
Formal dining
way
room.
Way to cook in here, but no. It's a kitchen.
Fuck that up.
So check out the bouncy acoustics.
Yeah.
Reverb.
Echo.
Reverb.
Oh. Oh, you're saying reverb.
Reverb.
Does it again. Oh, man. Oh, man. What do you guys think of Microsoft buying Mojang?
That's a great question because James Gallagher, our good friend, wrote in on Twitter and he says, does Microsoft's purchase of Mojang mean that Minecraft is fucked?
I don't believe it's fucked.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like Microsoft is a good enough company to realize how many people they have playing that game.
And yeah. I mean, like, that's why they bought them, right?
Let's make way more money. The only thing I don't want to see is them selling a game specifically for Xbox One.
Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that everyone is kind of scared of.
Yeah.
Especially since...
Except for Xbox One users.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Minecraft is everywhere except for the PS Vita. And I know that Podcast Beyond touched on that. And, you know, a little worried Greg Miller is really, really looking forward to the Vita version of Minecraft. That's all he wants in life. And now that's in jeopardy. So, I mean, that... It's always a possibility, but who knows what the contract is for the release on that. Like, yeah. They may not even be able to mess with it.
True.
Just we don't know, so we're concerned.
Well, the two lead developers of Minecraft are leaving the company because of this. That was part of the deal.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing was Notch. The creator of Mojang was kind of tired of the whole, such a big company, and
he just wanted to do something else. I just tried to take Josh's beer.
Yeah, that was weird.
Because I forgot where I put mine. I'm... not even drunk. Okay, centralized this.
That wasn't relevant. But yeah, I think Microsoft is just gonna come up with new skins and I don't know textures.
They could really just make so much money off of selling DLC.
They'll probably just do a Minecraft 2, and it'll be an Xbox exclusive.
I don't know. I wish. I hope it would be a PC as well. Not just Xbox.
Yeah, it probably will be. Off.
Yeah. I don't know.
What platform will they release it on a PC?
I don't know.
Does Microsoft, I mean, because there's like Origin and Steam and all these others, they wouldn't probably want to publish it through that.
I don't know what they would do. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it say it was doing something non-Minecraft related?
Yeah, that one article. That we read said that, so I don't know, man. Why would they want Mojang for any reason other than Minecraft related stuff?
I don't know. Like I guess unless they've got another game that's just been like developing.
I guess unless everything Mojang was like starting on some other project and Microsoft knew about it and they're like, and okay, we want our hands on this. Like we don't want.
Yeah. You know,
maybe that's why. Maybe it's just like, I mean, PlayStation has plenty of first-party studios that, you know, they've bought. And so they own all the IPs from that studio. And, you know, maybe Mojang's working on something new and they have a lot of potential. And Microsoft's like, you know what, we're gonna absorb this and, I don't know, thinking in the long term.
Yeah.
It's a smart buy.
It is a smart buy. And $2.5 billion is not a bad purchase for it either. Yeah. After paying, what was it, $6.4 for Skype?
Yeah, I think that's what it said.
And only
I mean, that's huge. Yeah. Like in relation, that's incredible. Like a game.
Yeah.
And just so many people play it. So many people have access to it. It's insane.
It really is. It's nuts. They just bought themselves a treasure chest full of pirates' booty.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it works out for them. Microsoft, they need something.
And gold ore.
And
gold ore.
Diamond we're buying ore. Your company with these diamonds, and it's just cardboard cutouts.
I do wonder what the total
diamonds.
I wonder what the total acquisition was. Like, how much was in cash payout, and how much is in stocks and stuff like that.
It was probably all cash payout, honestly, because if they can have less stockholders, I'm sure that'll make their stock rise. So
yeah, I don't know how all that works.
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I know when you're working with company stuff acquisition like
I'd like
that.
To know someday.
It's yeah.
I wouldn't. I never want to know anything more than I already know.
That's a great outlook on
fully
life.
Content.
Sealing the cap.
GCL Podcast, bringing you the most perfect people.
Oh my God.
We're all perfect.
We really are.
Nope.
Josh.
What?
We're all perfect.
He's too humble to admit it.
Yeah, he knows he's perfect.
He look goes at him, home look at him sipping that beer.
And he's like,
look at him.
I'm perfect.
Yeah, right.
That's what you tell your dog every night.
No.
You say, hey, fucking dog, I'm perfect.
Oh, man.
I'm perfect. Who's perfect? Yes, I am.
Well, talking to your dog. It's not even like looking at yourself.
Your dog's like, look at this asshole.
No, dogs think you are the most awesome like human being in the whole world.
I know. That's what I love about dogs.
Yeah, dogs are so cool, dude. Charmander though, my cat. Yeah. He's got such a dog outlook.
Like, dude, same as my cat.
He loves the crap out of me. It's so awesome.
We got another cat. I don't know what's going on in my mom's house anymore. My room got rented out.
When did we get a llama?
I don't even understand anything there anymore. But yeah, we got a new cat. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Name is Happy. That's kind of
Happy.
A weird name. But okay. I don't know. It's like totally a dog cat though. And it like fights with my dog.
Just like chill and likes to be pet.
Yeah, likes to cuddle and just like hang out.
Yeah, Charmander's awesome, and I feel so bad a lot of times because I get home super late. And I'm like, I just want to go to bed. Like, he'll jump into my room and want to cuddle like, and be pet. And you're yeah, like,
no.
I'm like, Charmander, man, you're killing me. He's so cute. Yeah, so soft.
Dude, pets always have a special place in my heart.
Yeah, I love pets. They're the
best.
Every
time I go to somebody's house, I get like emotionally attached to their pet. And I'm like,
you're like, all right, I need 15 seconds of pet time real quick.
Oh, hey, man, what's up? Right. Oh, hey, kitty.
We lost him.
Yeah. He come back to dog. Josh in 20 minutes.
Yep. Hey, you want this pizza? No, I'll just eat it all.
Yeah. All right, we're going to play a game of League. Oh, Josh is still petting the cat. All right, let's go ahead and play.
Josh's like,
Josh,
I'll
the
join
cat's in the lobby even.
You can't do that.
40 minutes later.
The cat's in the lobby.
Okay, guys, I'm ready to play. All right, yeah, we are too. Already played two games.
Wow, 2 20-minute games.
I know, right?
We just forfeited at 20 minutes.
Oh, no. They forfeited.
We would have played 2 20-minute games instead of 1 40-minute game.
Yeah, we didn't have a proper support, so we just canceled out really early.
Yeah, that was my fault.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Wait, when?
No, it's League of Legends.
When I was petting the cat.
Oh.
Oh, you're talking about real life when we played earlier?
No.
I was going along with the story.
There's a story?
All right, back on the same page.
That's our segue sound if you haven't figured that out yet.
Into and over.
All right. Everybody's into favorite segmento.
Into and over. Zach,
I'm
into and over.
I'm the same as last week.
You're the same?
I'm the same as last
week. Okay.
Week.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Josh?
I'm the same.
Cole? Right. Yeah. How about you?
Same.
Same?
Same.
Okay, cool.
All right. On to the next subject.
Please refer to the previous episode.
To actually find out what our intos and overs are. If you're brand new to
episode
15,
like,
go check out 14.
We've all been pretty much doing the same stuff.
Yeah. I mean, our intos and overs are really like our next segments.
I just haven't had time to get into anything else lately, just with work so much. Really? That
same.
It's
amen
impossible
to that.
For me to like really jump anything, especially with like a money restriction of not being able to buy a
PS4.
Yeah. Oh. As soon as I buy that, I will be into Destiny so hard that it's not even funny.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to get 24 light so quick. I'm going to rush to it.
26.
No, I'm going to get 24 and stop.
Well, you want to be 26.
I don't want to be 26.
You don't want to do the raid?
It's like me going to 9th prestige.
Yeah.
And stopping.
Oh my god.
Fuck, I don't
no,
want experience.
I'll go to 26 light. I just want to get to 24 before Stockton does.
Good luck, man. He's already got it. He's like halfway there.
I'm going to do it.
One we need a raid together. That'd be so awesome. At least do strikes. There's three people, man. We got this.
Boom. Hey, that's wait.
Can we go buy Destiny?
Two. Three.
Yeah, you can buy.
We need to all be a different class. I'm a warlock.
Ooh, I'm totally going to be a Titan.
I'll be whatever the other
Hunter.
One is. Hunter.
Yeah, you'll be a good Hunter.
That sounds like me.
It's
you'll
like
be a good
the,
Hunter.
The most favorite. I'm going to say it's
I always
liked
Hunters
in
Left 4 Dead.
The Hunter is out of
I've
seen the most Hunters out of everything.
Yeah, Hunters are super popular. It's a good class, honestly.
Good
They're
class.
Very versatile.
Like the throwing knife. The melee.
Knife
that's
is
what I want.
Awesome.
That's what I want.
Because you get the regular knife for melee, and then you also, once you level it up, you get a throwing knife.
It's cool.
Oh,
I think
it's
like
so good.
9?
I don't remember.
I think
that's no, it's not 9.
It's 7.
Well, it's got to be before 9 because I got it in the beta.
Yeah.
When I played, and it was 8, so.
Pretty sure it's 7 because that's about when Stockton got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hunter's awesome. The super is pretty cool.
It is.
Super ability.
The little pistol.
Yeah, you get 3 shots
in
the goal of
the
like
pistol.
The flaming pistol.
Yeah.
Gun.
They
golden
do, like,
gun.
So much
the
damage.
Old golden gun.
It's pretty cool. I think it one-shots in multiplayer for the most part.
Yeah, depending on level, I believe.
Yeah.
You can usually pull off a
like one-shot kill. Like, if you're matched up with people that are about your level, then you'll do one-shot.
Yeah, Titan's pretty awesome. You just, like, jump in and just pound the ground. You destroy, you, like, disintegrate people.
Yeah.
The Warlock is like that, except they just, like, he's got a jump ranged, up. Like, yeah, attack. It's the range.
It's cool.
It's kind of hard to aim sometimes. I like it. It gets frustrating.
Like final bosses on raids.
Yeah.
It works really well.
Mm-hmm. Strikes.
I'm excited to get into
more missions.
Yeah. Shit. Sorry.
Into competitive play with a PS4 controller.
Like, yeah. It's so good.
Because I haven't. Because, like, as far as I've gone was with Last of Us multiplayer.
Yeah. And that's a different feel.
It's much different. Yeah, it's not.
It's not the traditional. It's not the Twitch reaction, like the fast pace. Like,
right. Like, normal FPS.
The shoot 'em ups, yeah.
Dude, I hopped on a game because Blake's already like level 20, so I hopped on a game of multiplayer and played as his account. It's so fun.
It's really not worth playing multiplayer until you're level 20.
Yeah,
honestly,
I totally agree.
Because you level faster.
They'll put you
main story. Right?
They'll put you against people that have already got. Like,
yeah,
all of this stuff.
The only downside, the thing I don't like about Destiny is that the multiplayer isn't segmented by levels. They don't have like a 1 to 10. Or, I mean, 5. Whenever you unlock multiplayer, it's like 4 or 5. The Crucible, I should say.
Yeah.
Like, there's no caps. It's not like 5 to 15, and then like 15 to 20, and then like over 20.
As far as
you're
grouping with lobbies.
Yeah, it's
just
everyone.
Gotcha.
Like, they try to balance teams.
It's kind of how the Halo matchmaking was.
But like, didn't it always go, like, didn't it always just put in, who like, group people based on skill level or like score per minute?
I don't know.
Hasn't that been usually the
I'm really not sure.
I feel like that's the best way to run an FPS, but it's really
probably
hard to calculate all of that.
Yeah, because I tried to play a game the other day.
I guess with the PS4 engine, like, it shouldn't be too bad, but
Call of Duty, that's on
Bungie's side. I mean, Bungie makes that decision, they didn't segment any of it. I tried to play a Crucible match the other day. It was me. I was like level 14. There was a level 11. We had like a level 24 and like a 21 on our team. It was so weird.
Players are just.
Hmm.
What if the higher level players are just you know, just as good as you? They're just higher levels.
I mean, maybe. But
as far as their score per game,
I've only played three of their
performance per game.
Whenever their weapons and items are somewhat, they outscale you so hard. It doesn't even matter
anymore. It really doesn't.
Like, if somebody has so much armor and your gun doesn't do that much damage, then there's no way you're going to beat them in a gunfight.
Yeah. That's what the big thing about playing against people, especially
once...
Right, because
items are a big deal.
Once you get about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because level 20 is the level cap, but the way they have it with the gear, where the gear gives you light, and so once you're over level 20, that you just can't compare with that gear. Like, my weapons are not going to do hardly any damage. To their defense and all their upgrades, whether it be
any kind of passives.
Yeah, and all the passives with the, you know, whether it be reload speed or the magazines and all the special things, like the weapons themselves are incredible too.
They really are.
All the passives and extra powers and stuff, I guess, of those. Super creative. I think Bungie did an incredible
job of balancing
most of that, but I mean, it's just the levels in the Crucible, I think, is...
Multiplayer was their only, like, misstep, I feel.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not bad. Like, once you hit level 20, then it's good. But, like, I kind of want to play some now.
I guess, like...
Because I don't want to level...
It's
kind of
bad because you rush story to play multiplayer.
Yeah.
So, well, like, you're missing out
on... I don't want to do that. Like, I'm enjoying the story a lot. My Warlock is more of, like, I want to do the strikes and the raids and be, you know, do all that stuff. I want to just level a Titan in the Crucible, but... I don't know how viable that's going to be. I don't want to run through all the story and stuff again. Like, honestly, once I do it once, it's probably enough. I mean, I'm going to make a hunter eventually and probably run them through everything. Like, I don't want to
do
everything three times.
That are like level 20 that can just boost you through.
True. I mean, yeah, we'll see. It's just, it is frustrating that the Crucible is...
We'll just switch off making new
Smurfs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. I mean, just, the extra characters, but... Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. I'm level 15. I cannot wait to get level 20 with my Warlock. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Then start getting some light gear. Mm-hmm. Just everyone in my clan and, like, Blake and all of them are just such high level. And I was checking out Blake Wilhelm's gear the other day, and, oh, my gosh, it is awesome. He's got a couple of exotic pieces.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like the gold.
Wow.
The legendary pieces that he has are... Oh, so cool. The purple pieces are great.
Dude, yeah. I saw this guy. He had, like, I think four exotics, and then the rest were all purple.
Yeah, Blake was so all purple and then two exotics. He might have more now. I don't know. But he was, like, 26 or 27.
Yeah.
Light. It was
incredible.
Yeah, this
guy was 26 light, and I was like, wow, you are.
It's sick.
You're something else, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's some guys in the clan that are that high, too. I cannot wait. I just want to hit level 20.
I just want to get the game so bad. I want to play this so bad.
I was saying I might get it today.
Dude,
I'm thinking about it.
I think you should. I think we should right after this go get it. You'll take a little bit to install, but we could play together. I'd play my Titan with you.
I'll think about it.
You just play your Warlock with him.
I'll have an answer by the end of the
podcast. I guess, yeah.
Because anything to get you to level 20 faster.
But it would level my... I don't know. It'd level my Titan. Anyway... Destiny talk.
I don't know. Do whatever you want.
I don't know.
I was going to say, one into, I am into. I know we segued in Destiny, but I don't want to interrupt anything. I started watching Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been kind of, you know, watching along with you.
Right, right.
It is, I
but
like
the
it,
listeners
man.
Haven't.
Everything that we've watched
so good.
Is really
it's,
good.
It's super clean.
But
I mean, it makes the reference. It reminds me of How I Met Your Mother, like in the old days. But
yeah,
you know, like they spend a lot of time in the bar and just the way it's just so good. The dialogue and the script in that is just so so brilliant.
The situations and really the writing of that show is
just all the characters
really smart.
Coach, he's a good one.
Very clever.
I'm excited to get in because Woody Allen, his first big piece, I guess. I don't know what
first
you call
big
it.
Job?
Yeah, I guess. Acting job. It was on Cheers. Yeah, his first big gig was Cheers, and he comes in because I guess Coach dies. Like the actor who plays Coach.
Spoiler
dies,
alert.
Dies.
Just
it
kidding.
Happened like 20 years.
There's
ago.
Like eight or nine seasons. Right. Yeah. There's like 300 episodes. Two 300 episodes. My parents have watched every one. They watched it every night whenever it aired.
Wow.
And they've seen every episode of it.
That's cool.
So I watched it growing up.
Quite an achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Woody Allen takes over, and I guess that's where he really hits his stride. He has a really good character in this show, so I'm really excited to get that part. So
that's a cool intro.
Yeah, it's a good
cool.
one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cheers is fun stuff, man.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
One of those silent heroes.
Is it?
What?
I feel like it was pretty big.
I just made it up.
Okay.
I don't even know. What
was it big?
Heroes.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, I feel like a lot of people make Cheers references and stuff.
I just know it because of my parents. Cheers references.
It's more of an older generation. Funny. People our age, I don't think.
No, yeah, people our age.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
As much. But, like,
right.
if you're, I don't know. 30. Waiting tables, I feel like a lot of people did Cheers references.
Okay.
It was weird.
Okay.
Huh. Like, middle aged.
Did you know that, 40-ish. Like, episode 5 or 6 or something? There's a. They end the show with May You Never Walk Alone. It's a song, which is actually the Madison Scouts Corps song. For any of you, drum corps buffs out there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was
cool.
listening to it. I was like, wait a minute, that's
I love their the song. I love their
it's really good
song.
We got to listen to him sing it and
nice.
Play it. We were like, we played our corps song with theirs this
that's
summer.
Cool.
It was great. I didn't because I didn't have a uniform at the time.
Oh.
But
was
I
like
got
super
I got
early
half
into
the
it?
Video. Do what?
Was it like super early into it? Into
yeah,
the season
and into me getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone else, you know, it was probably a week or two.
Okay.
And a week maybe. We had a little show with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Fun little tidbit.
Nice.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys I could tell yet, but this is a little bit lighter load GCL podcast. We're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants.
Basically.
We got some good notes, but I mean, everything is pretty short. Not a lot is changing. We're really busy. I mean, work.
Seriously.
I could talk all day about work stuff.
Like
video game stuff has been
6 days a week of work is like 6 days a week that I'm not playing video games.
Exactly.
And it's terrible, but it's good.
I mean, like I've said before, if I'm not working, I'm with Alyssa or I'm like with you guys.
Yeah, basically.
And, you know, we don't game a whole lot. We play League a lot together.
Yeah. But, well, I think it also affects not having PS4s all around.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, I agree.
It's kind of hard to
I mean,
just
even
sit there
me and Josh
watch.
Don't play it together that much. Well, that's because he's been in Destiny, but we play Last of Us a little bit.
Yeah, like when we have Last of Us, we'd play together.
I still got those urges.
Play a little
it's
bit
just,
of, Diablo.
Honestly, the biggest thing is internet.
Yeah.
We just, none of us have, like, really good internet
awesome
at all.
Internet, yeah.
It sucks, and that's so frustrating. I've been thinking about that so much lately, and I sell internet. Like, it sucks so much. I'm like, oh my God, this internet is so good, and it's so cheap. Why does my internet at home suck?
I think the same thing every day. I'm like, why? Mm-hmm. Dad, you're paying more than you should for this.
It's horrible. Dude, I will sell your dad some internet.
Come over sometime.
You said that last podcast, except you said, I want to sell your dad some cocks. Or I need to sell my dad some cocks.
I do need to sell my dad some cocks.
Some fake rubber cocks.
No, not dildos. Cox Internet Communication Services.
Dildos.
No, I don't know what, whenever I move out, I don't know what I'm going to do for internet. So there's another one.
I'll
probably get Windstream.
No. I think they're already set up, but.
Trying to get Solavay. Yeah,
definitely need to try to get some
internet.
50 meg out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens, though.
We will. What's your move out date, by the way?
I think we have, what is it, like the 29th of this one? Is whenever his brothers move out.
Oh, yeah.
And make the house available.
Sweet. So
I
just
end
of the month.
Yeah.
Cool. Couple weeks. Look forward to hopefully a new recording space.
Yeah.
Are we getting rid of recording space?
I mean, most of
our... Is the office going to be available?
Recording space should be available and cleaned out, because I think Sam wants to take some of our furniture and
some of the furniture.
Okay. Maybe the TV.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, if that could be just a proprietary recording space,
right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd even love to keep my drum set out there if I could. But
you
Sam said
could.
There's room at the house to do it, and that'll be good.
Well, he's got the electric.
You could
set
up.
He said he's gonna put the electric. I want to do it.
You probably could.
Yeah.
If I got room for it. Yeah.
If you take the couch.
I think gaming setup will come first.
Take the couch. Yeah.
I haven't even seen the house, so I haven't been able to do any planning.
Honestly, mm-hmm. It's three younger guys living in a house. You could set up drum set anywhere.
It's gonna be simple.
Yeah. And they all three of us play drums.
Yeah.
Too.
So
they'll get used.
We're gonna have electronic and
it'd just be loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's why they're getting a house, though.
I've never owned a drum set, so.
Yeah.
I've never owned a house.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
Well, they're renting a house, so.
I've never rented a house.
Anyway.
We're not renting it. His parents own it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're paying rent.
Well, yeah,
we're still paying.
You're renting.
I'm not signing a contract.
But you're renting.
You are renting.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. Welcome to his Japanese venture.
What's the title of the Japanese accent?
I don't know why you said Japanese game show the last
because
podcast.
Because
I
said Korea.
I was like, what?
Sudoku?
Anyway, speaking of Japanese game show, what have you been playing for Cole's collection?
Japanese game show.
This past week I've been playing Left Behind, the DLC from Last of Us.
Okay.
Nice.
Wrapping up the Last of Us package.
Yeah, it was weird because I was so familiar with the regular... campaign, the regular story mode. I played through this one.
Really?
It's good. I mean, you'll have to play through the
what's the like,
main story first.
It
what
extra
basically the main story. There could be spoilers in here. I'm gonna try my best not to reveal.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Cole's
Zach.
Collection. It's
first
Cole's
of
collection.
All, well, I mean, yeah.
It's I give you the whole premise of Cole's collection is that I give you these things ahead of time. And you can play them along with me.
That's true.
Not you specifically, Zach, but
me?
You listeners. No.
Me specifically?
No.
I'm literally playing all of Cole's collection.
Of course not. But you are welcome to play. I mean, you are welcome to play it at any time if you want.
I'm going
to
try it.
But I mean, we're always playing League. But whenever you get your PS4, I'll let you borrow it. But
yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, I think Cole's collection should be spoilers. I mean, spoilers.
I mean,
I'll still call it out because I hate spoilers.
Yeah.
I love spoiling
stuff. You guys talked about Signs and The Sixth Sense. I haven't even seen The Sixth Sense.
How have you not seen this? Okay.
So good.
I think there's like a 5-year period that you get between when something comes out and when you're allowed
but
to say
spoilers.
But that
doesn't mean you can't call
you're just
spoilers.
Lucky. I think you're just lucky that you hadn't known that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was when I saw it, I had no idea. I was really, really lucky that I wasn't spoiled before I actually saw it.
But you have to call spoilers.
Do you?
I'm sorry.
What's their phone number?
1-888.
Spoilers.
666-888.
Nope.
It spells out spoilers.
1-888. Spoilers.
Listeners
because
are like, wait.
O and I are in the
no, it doesn't. No.
That's funny, though.
But Last of Us takes place over the course of 3 or 4 seasons, basically a year,
mm-hmm.
Aside from the prologue. and which is like 20 in between,
ahead, right? Which was right, 20 years 20 earlier. Years earlier.
It's thought. excuse me.
Yeah, you're excused.
Left Behind, the DLC, takes place during the winter months.
Okay.
Of and the game ends on spring or summer.
Mm-hmm. Spring.
It's not really sure when that last scene occurs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's springtime.
Is it probably mm-hmm. late spring then?
Mm-hmm. See what flowers are blooming in the background. I'll be yeah, able to tell I'll you.
Look because up. When probably it was springish. Hibiscus? It was springish when they were in the Colorado or whatever it is. The university's kind of the tail end of spring, and then when they were going through the bus depot with the giraffes.
Yeah, with the giraffes.
That part's more springy, almost that getting into spring. Summer.
But yeah, Colorado. Like late spring. Are they in Colorado after they? No. Hospital is.
Utah or something? I don't know.
I think it's Utah.
I think it ends spring, summer. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Either way. Gosh. It's fine. We got time.
Tangents.
Tangents. Part two.
Part dos.
Yeah. So it takes place in that. And I didn't. Listeners. Yeah. Parte dos.
Parte.
Anyway.
Parte dos. Yeah. It's really. Yeah, I really liked what they did with it. They did a really good job with it. I like the gap that they closed, I guess, because yep. that was probably one of the biggest questions in the main story.
It was
that gap right there, because you take over as Ellie in the storyline, and you're not really sure what happens to Joel, and this the DLC kind of
a gap in time too, because it transports you to a completely different place, and you have no idea how much time has elapsed, how you got there, what the current status is of, you know, Joel and everything like that. And so the DLC really, it adds a lot into that hole, but in addition, it also adds in time with Riley.
Right. It fills in that backstory,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, reveals the whole.
I think that's why that DLC. Well, I don't know if I would say that concretely. I would just say that.
Okay.
She. I mean, it's post-apocalyptic. She knows nothing other than just affection. Like, she has true love and affection for Riley, and whether that being if she's gay or not. I mean, who knows? She might like boys, but. Yeah. Yeah, the kiss thing was a big deal. But I think the DLC
kiss to play for the DLC?
Huh? No. I think the DLC is super valuable because of both aspects of the gaps. You get the backstory and you get that filler from the main story.
Yeah, they did. So
it's like
they
a double whammy.
It was really brilliant for them. Except whammies are bad. It's a double whammy plus.
It's a double good whammy.
A double whammo.
Sure.
Whammo.
Whammo.
New from Whammo.
Your kids are going to love it.
Mom approved.
It shoots French fries at your friends.
Friend fries.
Friend fries. That's... Oh, man.
Whammo, call us. French fry lister. Yeah. Got this on lock.
Shoot French fries at your friends.
Should open up a bar that does that.
Potatoes not included.
Just pelt our drinkers with... French
only
fries.
Our friends.
Oh, only man. It'd be like that. The places that throw rolls at you.
Oh, yeah, like Briscoe's? Yeah. That's not.
And then we'll call it puzzles.
And no. We'll actually be throwing puzzles.
That's the bar. No, the puzzle is, why are they throwing fries at us?
They're like, what in the fuck? I'm never going back there again. My shirt got
Wait, would it be funny if it was an Irish bar that threw French fries at people? Because
no, it would be funny
potatoes?
If we throw... Oh, no, instead of... That we should throw.
Ain't no famine
kids.
No more, bitches. Have all the fries you want.
Let's throw starving kids at our patrons.
Why?
What?
I like how you said patrons.
Because what better to fill your appetite than starving kids?
Yeah. They're already hungry.
Takes drink.
What?
Don't ask me questions. I don't
Why did you bring
to.
Starving children into this?
What? You were talking about the potato famine.
I'm so sad now.
Let's eat grass.
Okay, go eat a salad.
Oh, okay.
Let's eat this chicken egg.
What's a salad?
Chicken egg.
A chicken egg?
The chicken egg.
Oh, an egg.
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 What do you think I said?
A.
Here's a question.
Chicken A? No.
Which came first?
Your mother.
My mom did come before me, that's right.
It's true. Chronologically and alphabetically.
And
mom
sexually.
Before Josh.
I guess.
Spiritually?
Remember last episode? Remember last episode when I was drinking on empty stomach?
Yep.
It's almost happening again.
Ooh. It's been a while since we had those waffles.
Yeah, breakfast was at 9? My gosh. Yeah, 9 o'clock and it's 2:30. Who does math?
Oh, hello.
That's three
five
hours.
5.5 hours.
That's 5.5 hours. Where did you come from?
You said who does math and I didn't say yes, but I said an answer.
You never admitted to doing math.
3 hours.
I mean, I guess.
On the dot.
Perfect. 180 minutes.
How long did it take to disc golf?
Not long. We played 6 holes.
We only played 6 holes?
Yes.
I thought we played like 9 holes.
No. No.
We left early because of me.
Cole's allergies were
my face was falling off.
Seriously.
And you said allergy medicine just makes you drowsy?
Uh-huh. That's how I slept on the bus over tour.
That sucks, man.
I took 4 allergy pills.
Oh, my Lord. That's a way to OD on allergy pills.
Yeah, but it was my last age-out year, so.
Yeah. YOLO on allergy medicine, I guess. Gonna kill my liver, but it's all right.
I mean, I was already shooting up heroin, so what worse could it get?
I mean, hey, man. Before. Drum corps, you know?
Yeah.
Drum corps, man. It's crazy.
Gets intense.
Peace Corps, same thing.
Yeah. Make the sacrifices.
Yeah. Like goats and...
Peace Corps.
Goats just as dogs.
Feeding them cans. That was such a stretch when I was saying that earlier. I was like...
I didn't understand the cans part, but...
Well, goats eat anything, I feel like. They're known to eat trash.
Yeah, that's the stigma.
And every time I've come in contact with a goat, it's eating trash.
Poor goats.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like... I go to these redneck places sometimes, and there's goats, and then there's automatically litter.
I feel like they prefer grass, but they're like just...
They prefer grass, but just slightly to trash. Like, you know what? If it's there, I'll probably eat it as well, but if it's just grass, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what most goats
might
say.
I could go for some grass right now, but this boot is doing the job.
Yeah.
This boot is nailing it.
Like,
it's like whenever people want to eat beef jerky. Something to chew on.
Boot.
Yeah.
Something to gnaw on.
Oh, do you think they take boot snacks on road trips? On goat trips?
Goat trips?
Boot snacks?
They take boot snacks instead of beef snacks?
You mean brute snacks?
Burritos?
No. Beef snacks. Like, people take beef jerky on trips.
I didn't know they were called beef snacks.
Yeah, that's what they're called. Beef snacks.
You
didn't know
that? Called beef snacks. I thought you were going to say fruit snacks.
No,
yeah, that's what I was
saying. Well, I mean, Gushers.
Because it rhymes.
Gushers is the fruit snack.
Hey, you want some beef snacks?
Oh, fruit and boot.
Boot snacks.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Josh has a missed opportunity.
Fruit booter.
Boot fruiter.
Well, that's how the term was born.
Well, the beef, I was... Okay, see, I was going deeper with the boot and the beef because leather,
beef
boots are
snacks.
Leather and leather is beef.
Because of the snack aspect.
And, yeah, and it's dried leather like jerky is dried. Anyway, I'm sure someone listening was like, oh, yeah, dude, I totally get it. And you guys are like,
they really are.
Nope.
One's the skin and you wear it and the other is a food. And you
that is so creepy to think that we wear cow skin.
Dude, you use every part.
And we leatherize everything out of the cow.
Why waste?
let's leatherize milk. Try that.
What?
Let's pleatherize milk.
There we go. That'll be in season.
Plastic leather milk. That's how
pleather,
I feel.
Pleather jugs.
What?
the milk jugs, you know.
Nice jugs.
You mean plugs?
Nice jugs.
Hey, I can. Leather plugs
shrugs.
Would be cool, actually. Like, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped or something? Or like embroidered?
It's really, really hardened.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, pleather wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Or leather wrapped, rather.
Maybe. I don't know. It would be really porous, so I feel like it would get.
I really want
to. Susceptible
to infection.
My
ears.
Yeah, you should.
I can't.
Why not?
Because QuickTrip won't allow it.
I feel like the leather would be really good if it's like a wood plug with a leather around it.
Yeah, that's something.
Because the natural oils will
wood is even better for.
Yeah, wood is really good, but I feel like leather would be interesting to try. Maybe
I don't know
the oils from your ear
We've
and
got
the
a business idea.
Leather.
Maybe if I had like a leather jacket to go with it.
Or leather assless chaps.
Oh, I've already got those.
Oh, okay.
Those go with all of my
riding your hog.
Those are universal pants.
Josh, with these risque comments lately.
What, a hog is a motorcycle?
With my assless chaps on?
Yeah, that's what people wear when they ride motorcycles.
I don't think that's
not
true.
Not me, and I rode a
motorcycle. I saw a woman in Sam's Club wearing assless chaps like last week.
Was she wearing pants underneath?
Yeah, of course.
That's unfortunate.
What?
What?
You would not have wanted to see this.
Oh, you said woman. Okay, never mind.
Would I? You don't know my taste in women, Josh.
Do you know the age of people that ride Harley Davidsons?
46.
Probably 18 50 to 60.
Plus.
He doesn't do math.
50 plus?
It's got to be three still.
Still 2.5 hours.
Still three.
180 minutes. That's the age of people that ride Harley Davidsons. I'm averaging, but
fresh
I'm not
out.
Sure.
I'm going to veto that.
I mean,
that.
Give or take. Give or take.
Probably like 16 or 17, but who knows?
Yeah, totally.
It's just numbers to
no,
me.
No, I'd say average age is 60.
60? I would if I had a motorcycle, I would probably buy a Harley, honestly. Maybe
say,
not a chopper, but just like a regular bike, you know? Kind of like how Indiana
I
want to
get one so
bike.
Bad. I've been thinking about getting a little cruiser, like
yeah.
a cheap cruiser. Yeah.
I like the Honda Cruisers.
Yeah, those are good.
Like the Rebels?
The Shadows.
The Shadows are awesome,
Shadows.
But I mean the Rebels are the base ones.
Right, right. That's what we, those and the Suzuki, whatever the base ones are, that's what we
I think Yamaha's
on.
Got a pretty good offering as well.
They do. I was
for base ones?
Mm-hmm. I like Hondas a lot, though.
Yeah.
I really
need a CBR whenever I can.
I'd like a Ruckus.
Oh,
I
yeah?
I think that would be so fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have a super small, I just saw it a few months back, actually, when I was working at Retool still. I saw a really tiny Honda sport bike. It was like the Ruckus, but it was a sport bike style.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was really, really interesting. I was like, oh, man, that is really
but it's
cool.
Super dangerous
that is pretty
too.
Cool.
It's like a midget sport bike.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you what they're called. But
yeah, I don't remember now, but I think it'd
I'd
be really cool.
I'd love just a cheap bike to
a Ruckus.
Just ride. And
yeah, I would love a Ruckus just for gas mileage, but
yeah, that
I drive
That's
so far
thing.
To work now, and it's like all on the
Damn.
Highway, which sucks. I wouldn't want to drive it on the highway.
Why not?
I mean... It's fun.
Just dangerous.
Risk it for the biscuit.
No way, Jose. I like
would.
My life.
Risk it for
risk
the
it
brisket.
Day.
I want to.
I would risk it for brisket.
Oh, dude. Brisket.
I never
no
cared
doubt.
For brisket.
Really?
What? Yeah. Barbecue.
I'm more of a pulled pork. Man, don't even get me
I'd rather
started.
I'd
barbecue.
Rather,
okay.
No. I'd rather have my meat all in one chunk.
Really?
I don't like it falling apart.
I love pulled pork is definitely just so good on anything. Like, you could do burritos.
Yeah, we had
you
pulled pork
sandwiches. You could just do it plain.
Those were pretty popular.
Side note, that's what I want to do when I'm older, is have a food truck that's barbecue-based.
Oh, so you can be a pit master?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Because my last name is Pitman.
Pit master, there you go.
Exactly.
You're the pit man.
And literally, that's what... Oh, I looked up my last name, and it was like coal miners, and I was like changing that
that's
to...
That's what I'm going
to
be.
Brisket to pork, barbecue.
Pork roasters.
Okay, pork smokers.
Pork smokers, I like that.
Pork
a lot
smokers,
more.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, your special. You should have a food truck. Your special dish should be Pit Boy Supreme. The Pit Boy Supreme.
Nice.
Yes.
That should be your signature dish.
Yeah. High or five. Pit Master Supreme. That
Slap
could be
hands.
Like the up.
Oh yeah.
That
the
could
up
be the upgrade.
Scale.
Yeah.
With veggies.
I would just yeah since I was sauce. Making the league reference and your since
yeah.
you already used Pit Boy.
True. I don't know that I. That's just
Pit
always
Master
been a passion.
Supreme,
Speaking
yeah,
of league
awesome.
Names.
Oh yeah, guys, look out! If you play League of Legends, which you know a big gajillion
yeah,
people
it's a possibility
do,
that a lot of you guys do.
If you don't, give it a try. If you do, either way, honestly, look out for us. We will be changing our name starting the 26th or 25th. The 25th. On Cole Penrice's birthday, wink,
Hey-o.
Wink.
Indeed. I'll be 22. I'm going to say that.
Don't
I'm
do
milk
it.
That. I got 365
On
days
September
to do it.
25th.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You got one day to do it, and then I'm going to hit
I'm
you
do
for
it
every other
every
day.
Day.
You're going to get hit every day.
Okay.
That's fine. I'll never be able to do it again the rest of my life.
On September 25th, we will be changing our League of Legends names.
Because it is a summoner name change sale.
Sale. Yeah.
So
Half
if you guys
off.
All play...
If you play and you want to change your name,
perfect time.
Change it. Look out for our new names. Currently, I'm the Jinx, but as of the 25th, I will be GCL most likely underscore Jinx.
I'm just going to be GCL space Forte Win.
Yeah, I'll just be GCL 40s.
There you go.
I'm not sure if I'm going to spell it out or do the numbers.
Just
I feel like I want
you
to
should
spell
go
it out.
For, you should go for 40s. Keep it
40S.
Yeah.
Do I'd a, say that. Can we do a GCL?
That's how your Twitter is.
Can we do a GCL underscore all across the board?
No.
I like space. Space looks so much better.
Yeah. Oh, you can just space?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure you can space.
That's what all the pros do.
Okay, well then, yeah, I'll just be GCL Jinx.
Yeah, exactly.
Space Jinx, of course. Yeah.
I'm just going to do one word.
I thought you had to do like underscores and stuff. I didn't know.
You can do space.
Well, shows how much I know about League and names and stuff because I don't ever watch it.
That's okay. Yeah. I literally spend all my time watching it. Or playing it.
That's like the only reason I'm the Jinx, all one word.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's the only reason I was Pitboy Supreme, all one word.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too long otherwise with spaces, yeah. My I would say that's a pretty long name anyway. To begin with.
Yeah. I like it, though. I feel like it's a cool
name. Because you're already Forte Win. I'm Forte Win. You're just going to add GCL.
Yeah.
Eh, worth.
Oh, yeah.
It's only 650.
I love my username.
Yeah, literally. I freaking love it. 675, and I don't know what I'm going to buy with 675, yeah. Really.
I've got 1315.
Oh, so you're gonna be left with like 600 points.
Yeah, like I was really tempted to buy Steel Legion, but I was like, oh, I'm like 30 short. I'm like 35 short. I'm like, I don't really want to pay for anything.
Right, another
so
five, you can
spend
bucks.
5 bucks.
I'll just wait. Yeah,
450.
I'll probably buy it together. 50 cents. I may upgrade. Or, I mean, I've been saying I'm holding out for a new Thresh skin, but Steel Legion Garen, man, Garen's my number two.
Yeah,
I love playing him because I got the really good. I've got Amethyst Ash. I got the really good skin on her. And then my Garen is Sanguine, but it was cheap. It was the low level. I feel like Steel Legion looks badass.
Dude, I feel bad because I bought on my other account on Pitboy Supreme, I bought like the most expensive Udyr skin. Never played it, which was like 2,800.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought the most expensive Kale skin, which was like 1,700, I think. And I just don't ever play that either.
Dang.
I don't know. I never play on that account anymore. I just don't. I'm too high of a level to keep up.
Kale's pretty OP, you're though, and I know you're one player to, you know, go take the more fair approach in games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like Kale as much. I don't like playing Tristana as much either because she's really unfair. But really? It's really
but
fun
you,
to play.
You played Yi for a while, though. I wouldn't say he's unfair, though.
Yi jungle is a little bit different than Yi mid, though, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just because you're jungling and you have to kind of time things more than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, Josh, what do you think about that?
Well, I was going to ask how difficult it would be for me to start jungling, but I don't have the time or commitment to put into learning that.
It depends on who you're picking.
I just want to, like, I want to play. I have Yi because I bought that
starter
pack. You
can play
Yi pack.
Jungle so easy. He's literally
I know
the
nothing
player.
About jungle, though. Like, I don't know the points and
I
all
can
that.
Teach you.
I mean, okay, maybe. I mean, if it's super easy,
if
that'd be awesome.
I can teach you Yi jungle really easy.
Because I want it. The only reason I want to play Yi, I want to play Yi jungle because I want to buy the freaking chosen Yi.
Oh, chosen for the one. Lightsaber.
For the lightsaber, yes. Man. It's the freaking, you can't mistake it.
I want to do that too.
I love, like, he's got some great skins, like the Ionia one, the one that you bought.
Cool. It's like trippy. It's
is
like
really
different.
Pretty. I like the style a lot. I love Samurai. Like, Samurai is kind of like up there for like themes.
Yeah.
Things I like.
I don't I like Assassin Yi though.
I like Ninja. The Headhunter is pretty cool, but. Man, you cannot beat the Chosen One and the the Samurai, I think, is awesome.
Can. What you need to do is let Zach play jungle Yi one time, and you just watch him.
Just sit there and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have him just kind of commentate
that's
what he does.
Actually,
yeah,
he
I can
does,
play
which,
against like bots and just show you what you're supposed to do, like a basic
that's
premise.
How,
and then just kind of...
Yeah, we could play beginner bots.
Yeah, that's
we should do that. That's how I learned to play Garen top so well.
Did you watch Blake play it?
No, my buddy Scotty.
Oh, okay, Scotty.
Talked about him last episode. He's really, I mean, he knows a lot of champions, and he's really good, and he's very versatile, and so this was a few months back. I watched him play a game, and he just talked me through everything, and we were sitting there together, and then I played, and he walked me through and told me what to do, how to poke with Garen, and all this stuff, and now, like, Garen's my number two guy.
Yeah.
Besides Thresh. I mean, he was my number one.
Until you started playing Thresh more. Instead
of start supporting, and now,
you're really
the support's always usable. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I feel like we do well.
Yeah, like coming from I started support, and I totally know like the struggles of it.
Because Ashe was my first character, and we used to bottom, like Ashe and you playing Braum, and that was awesome. You were a great support. I loved playing with you.
Yeah.
It was really easy to get started in ADC with you supporting me. And now, like, I really enjoy supporting, but some games I just don't want to play Thresh. I'm just... like tired of supporting some games. It's like I just want to rape top and get some kills and
see that's
have
the,
fun with Garen.
That's the dilemma I'm coming to right now. But I'm either buying Jax for top or Braum for bottom is my next champion purchase.
When I learn support, I'm definitely going to try to learn it on Braum. I love him.
He's so good.
Like, I just love his abilities and his versatility.
He has such good movement. I think he's got like great speed, mm-hmm. and then
he's got protection and slow down.
It's good.
Speed.
Like, and I already know how to play Jax top, so that'll be an easy transition.
I think, yeah, if you bought Jax and then Cole, you bought Braum, that would be perfect for me to learn jungle. Because
we'd both be on
we would both be
size of jumble to help you out if you need it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, either that way. Oh wow, that's actually a super bonus because both of you know how to jungle really well. But just because it evens out, and we've always got other places covered.
Yeah, and you'd always have a leash with one of us being top or bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be perfect because I mean you've played support in the past. I think to do something really new for you and something really new for Cole, I think that would be really awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bought Jax on Pip-Boy Supreme and I got...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you already have him?
Yeah, I know how to play him.
Oh, sweet.
I've got a good handle on
Jax. Yeah, we should definitely play him then.
He's only like 1350 like riot points.
Let's definitely do that right after this.
I'm totally down for that.
All right, sweet. Okay. all you listening, come check us out. I know this is going to be a day late, but yeah, we're always playing. Usually it's us three or three of us, or sometimes there's a fourth, but
yeah.
Add us on
Sam
League.
Sam and Will here and there.
Yeah, please.
For the most part, we've got like a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please add us on League. If any of you play, as of right now, like I said, I am the Jinx, T-H-E, no space, capital J-Y-N-X.
I'm Forte Win, P-H-O-R-Y. No, redo it. P H O R T A Y W Y N N.
And I'm just H X Zach.
No space.
Easy. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No space.
The capitalization doesn't matter. Find us. Okay. Yeah. No. So, yeah, I'm just the Jinx. No spaces. And Forte Win and Pit Boy. No, H X Zach.
There you go.
I forget about.
It doesn't matter. It's just like it was a name just to get through whatever, because I knew I was going to change it eventually.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I was like,
what does HX stand for?
I just pressed two letters.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh. I like it, actually. I like it. It works. Looks good, yeah. It's not. It looks good. It doesn't.
Yeah, it was like,
I don't know. It's weird.
I typed Zach and then I was like,
this lame.
HX.
HX.
And then you capitalize H.
Okay. Yeah. Contest. Whoever can come up with the best meaning for HX gets a mystery skin.
All right.
Okay. League. How about that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'll be down for that.
We'll gift you a mystery skin on League. And if you come up for the best fake meaning, or now will be the real meaning for HX, HX Zach, get creative. Send us, whether it be over a Twitter or
if you're
email,
the only one text. To be in this.
Yeah, I mean, if
get
you're the only
skin.
One, then you're the best.
Right. So you literally have nothing to lose other than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you don't play League, then we can't give you a free skin.
That's true. So sign up and you'll get a free skin.
Now, seriously. Can you buy a mystery skin for someone? Or do you just... Or is this mystery...
Gift. You can
they
gift
have to,
a mystery
Is this mystery skin. Something that we're going
to They have to
concoct?
Have some champions, though.
Yeah, they have to have some, at least one champion.
That right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, are we just going to give them something like, oh... Freaking A, I don't even have Sona.
Oh no, you just click mystery skin and out of all the champions they have, it just opens
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Riot skin. Automatically so does it for the champions that you own.
Okay, awesome.
Like I did a mystery skin after I bought the starter pack, which I wish I would have I wish I would have done it before, but I got a new skin. It's a cool one, but
cuz you own
I don't
that
play
one, right?
Nunu. Yeah, because okay. I owned it. I bought him in that starter pack or whatever.
I never buy those starter packs.
I thought it was worth it.
Because I feel like I would just rather buy, if champions go on sale, I really like to buy those.
It was worth it for me at the time because I'd had so much RP after buying the gift cards
right,
Thresh. I had so much extra and I still have leftovers to buy a skin and name change. So it was worth it for me at the time to just have a variety of characters to try to play and just have like, that's why I have Yi, that's why I have Annie, I've played them and... like the champions I already owned were like part of the pack, so it was even cheaper. So I was like, you know what?
I like how they do
that. It's totally worth it. It gets me a handful of champions, so I'll have stuff to go in the long run and stuff.
It's always good to have a good champion pool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Once you have that, you're really, you'll be okay.
Because it's fun to just say, you know what? Let's play beginner bots and play a champion I've never played before.
Just to like understand it a little bit. Just to like get the sequence of like abilities down.
And that's why I want to play jungle a lot with Yi. I own him. I don't use him. And he's a perfect spot for me to learn something at.
He's also really easy to like learn too. All of his like moves are super straightforward. You mm-hmm. understand why he's doing it,
yeah,
and like exactly what they do. So he's just an overall good champion to use. Yeah. And he's used in high elo as well. So like,
yeah, like he spans.
It'll be worth to learn him.
Lux, I think. Well, I do own Jinx. I tried to play Jinx mid. I made hot Jinx. Back because I actually bought him.
Go but he Jinx was ADC, cheap. Dude.
ADC, really?
So good.
Oh yeah, huh.
So good.
Jinx I may try
ridiculous.
That.
She's ridiculous
with her ult, the rocket. It, who does like a burst
oh, wait.
Half?
I said Jinx. Damage.
You meant Lux.
No, I meant Ryze.
You meant Ryze.
But I do like Lux. Very I did want to buy Lux.
Lux is really.
But
cool.
I already have Ryze, and Ryze is the AP champion.
Is Ryze good high elo?
He is. He
is
doesn't
very popular.
He scales well, but he doesn't carry in games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's really good at
so
support.
He holds his own weight.
He,
pretty
like
well.
For team fights, Ryze is super popular just because he's got a stun and then a high
right,
AP
right.
damage.
Mm-hmm.
That's also I don't know if his damage is AOE, but uh-huh. I feel like he's got some good aspects to him, especially for
a champion
team fights.
That I really really want to play, but I know is not very popular. At like high elos or really anywhere.
I mean,
I don't ever
level,
see him.
You can pick anything.
Singed.
Singed is actually
I
getting
really,
a lot better.
Really? Because yeah. I know Blake years ago,
bit.
Back when Blake
like
first started.
One.
Yeah, season one.
Singed
Blake
was
played Singed.
Awesome.
And I remember watching him play and I didn't understand his league at all, but like he would destroy people. Just it was really, really cool.
Oh, yeah,
and it's a much different play style.
It is. It's not his attack. It's just his passive with
yeah,
the toxic.
Just the toxic.
You
the
just
way
run fast.
You
and
just
make them
you kite people. The name of the game is kiting, and I feel like that'd mm-hmm. be a really interesting way to play.
It totally
it's
is.
It's somewhat similar to Garen because you go in and you do the silence, the big sword slam, and then you do like the spin it to win it. And like, you know, I spin and click away. But they're still kind of following to try to attack, and I'm still hitting them with a spin. So
yeah.
I feel like it works kind of the same way because Singed works really well up top.
And once you build speed on Singed, it's nuts.
Oh, yeah, because
it's not
just,
even fair. You
yeah.
can literally run around a circle in mm-hmm. like for the other champion. They either have to not move at all and not do anything or get in your
or like,
and
you
die.
Know, try to flash out. And like,
and if you're yeah, building AP as
it's
well,
crazy.
Then they're just done.
Yeah, like I might just buy Singed just for.
He's a cool champion.
Just for lols.
Like, definitely.
So we'll update you on all that. It he's so cheap too.
He is.
I'll buy him.
It's because he was like one of the first ones to ever come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll buy him. I like cheap. I love cheap champions. I like the old ones. Mm-hmm. They're good. They're
the
reliable.
The only problem with old champions is they've gotten the most updates, so they've changed the most throughout the time.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I don't know. He's still a cool guy.
Yeah. So there's some solid league talk for everyone.
Healthy dose.
Seriously.
Always always GCL fills dose. Out some part of the podcast yeah. just talking about league.
With me just watching it so much, it's so easy for me to just
yeah.
ramble on about.
And
if
I
you started this, if you started listening to this podcast not liking League, you
probably either
you probably
like it or hate
have
it.
Some sort of inclination.
It
kind of yeah.
it reminds me of like the Jimmy and Eden podcast. They always talk about Dota 2,
yeah.
and like I know it's similar, but I have no idea what they're talking about. But mm-hmm. I just sit there and listen and I learn, and it's fun and
yeah.
I enjoy it. Like I hope all you guys can enjoy our League talk and stuff that
yeah.
you may not even know anything about. I hope that we convey and keep it entertaining at least.
I just love
I
how much of
yeah.
a spectator sport it is.
Yeah,
more
that
than
too.
I say sport, but
like
it's technically a.
It's an e-sport.
Fine line. I'm not. Yeah, fine
yeah,
line.
It's
I'm not.
An
gonna, we're not going to go into, but you know, it's a sport. You can. It's more spectator oriented as compared to most other video games.
Yeah,
nowadays.
It's like you don't have to play it to be
right.
knowledgeable about it. I feel
right.
like it helps definitely, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's not a required.
I know. I know. Watching champions, I don't know. All I watch is their health bars, and see what happens. But I mean, even then, like you can still see. Oh, this guy's trying to away. This guy's trying to run away. Like what's he gonna do? And you can just kind of watch that kind of unfold.
Yeah, and especially
you know,
like
very much
the
like
items,
and, you know, a
like
game of
checking out what people are building
mm-hmm.
and then seeing how it's gonna scale against other champions.
That's something I haven't. Quite figured out yet that I'm more worried about my play and my build and not worry about who I'm up against. It's just like I need to do well and I need to be killing minions or
oh my bad
oh whatever my job is. So yeah, I mean like I that's just another level of depth and knowledge and playability that I haven't even reached.
Yeah, the one thing in high elo that you have to look for is wards and people taking back what they just bought to trick you into buying an item that will really benefit them.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it's really, it turns into a mind game more than a physical game almost. It's like, if I have a better item than you that outscales your item, I'm going to beat you, and it's not going to matter if you try and attack me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Once you've got, like, all of the stats down, it's crazy. And, like, runes and masteries, it's all of it just stacks, and it's just nuts. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just, it gets deeper as you level at the higher elos, and, at, you know, obviously I'm not there yet. I don't even know what level I am. I'm, like, mid-teens, maybe?
Yeah, I think, like, 15.
Yeah, I mean, because after 12, you unlock Flash, and so I'm not really aware of what level I'm in.
I have Flash.
I'm just grinding. Yeah, I'm just grinding levels until I get to 30.
Have you looked into runes and masteries, though?
I try to upgrade. Did you buy a couple? I try to buy runes. I'm full, so yeah, I've got some lesser still, but now that I'm at the level I am, I've got some normals. I'm not quite yet at the greater runes.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I gain a level, I try to update my masteries and my runes. Same. If I unlock a rune slot.
That's what I do as well. Yeah. It just makes it more easy to do other things.
I started paying for runes after I bought Riven.
Riven?
Because I realized you could buy them. I didn't know they were you buy them from the store. I was like, where do you unlock these goddang runes and stuff? But I started buying builds and stuff. But I think I've got, like, a basic build set, so I can start saving for more champions.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't gotten Braum yet.
I did that, too. I spent a lot of money on runes. I did, like, the full... I bought all the runes that Yasuo will ever need, Master Yi, and I bought all the runes that Lucian would need, just so I could have them, just in case.
Yeah. So, I'm really excited. Ooh. I mean, as much as I'm, like... don't concentrate on League a lot. I love playing with you guys, and I do get excited for... I love these talks. Mm-hmm. I think we talk about it so much on the podcast together just because I play only with you guys, and I think we play the most together. And
yeah,
it's just easier to talk when you're together and you have the strategies and the plan. So
yeah,
I love the League, and I will forever play it no matter, you know, I'm balls deep into Destiny as much as I can be.
I'm going to be balls deep into pretty much something.
I just love playing games with you guys, though. I love playing League together.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, like, it's just fun.
Doesn't matter. We'll always have that hour we can squeeze in.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever
speaking of hour that we've squeezed in, we've been running just about an hour here, episode 15. We're going to try something that we did a couple episodes ago. We gave everyone a topic. We told you to write in. Think about it. You guys got the whole week to listen and to write in your answers. We got another topic we want to throw at you. We really want to hear back for you on this topic. You know, you guys be the guest of the show. It's just us three rocking every week.
Rocking. Us three rocking every week.
One British word in there in that sentence.
We're planning on probably getting some more guests in a couple weeks maybe.
Now that Destiny, I think we're going to have like a Destiny... like a special Destiny episode once Zach and Cole get Destiny, and we'll dive into that. Maybe have a special guest to try to get everyone. Traveler's Watch Guild. Woo, what's up, guys? Sorry, that was weird. What's up, guys? Hopefully everyone listening in, we can, you know, hear from you all, contribute. So as for the topic, Cole, hit us with the topic. You guys write in to gamecalledlifepodcast@gmail.com. I was like so giving out the website and I'm sorry. gamecalledlifepodcast@gmail.com.
Just leave a comment on my personal Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
As always, you can text Cole.
Yeah.
So I was kind of torn between two topics because I have a couple sitting here.
I don't really care. I don't even know what the topic is. Yeah. Just hit us with one.
Let's see. So we have these games we want to play, right? And we all have this past of video games that we have, you know, kind of games we grew up on.
Like our library.
And maybe you played a game where, you know, it kind of brings you back, or you maybe didn't get all that you wanted out of it. What games, you know, whenever you caught up with today's games and all the new games that are coming out, what game what game from back in the day that every once in a while you'll just get that little craving to play?
Okay.
So, like, you know, like
whether or not you're capable of playing it, you just kind of think,
be like, man, really we need to play that soon.
Yeah, you know? I'd love to, you know, play this, or I wish I had a whatever old system so I could play whatever old game.
Like, I wish I could. I or I wish I could find my SP so I could play Zero Mission again.
Something that your mind constantly goes back to, whether or not you play it or not.
Yeah.
Just for nostalgic sake? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, really anything. Like, I know I get these cravings all the time. Like, for, you know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I want to play zombies right now. I know you guys don't care about that.
Okay.
But I want to, I could go for some zombies. Yeah. Or, you know, I've been getting Last of Us multiplayer cravings because I haven't played it for so long, but I can't get around to it. I mean, that's kind of new, but...
Okay.
But, you know, it's just any game that comes up for whatever reason. This might be a more emo.
Okay, no. Oh, how about this? A game that you get cravings for and desire to play, but don't...
Yeah, but you can't get
you
to
You don't
it.
Actually
right, right.
get to.
The one that kind of recurs.
Yeah.
As,
okay.
You know.
I like that. Let's...
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down somewhere.
Yeah. I'm going to have that for next episode is my answer.
Yeah.
I definitely know what
Me
it
too.
Is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
So... Yeah, that's our topic. Tweet us, text us, email us.
Send us a letter via your owl.
Carrier pigeon.
Or carrier pigeon,
yeah.
If you have one of those.
Tell your dog about us.
Yeah. Pass us on to your grandparents' friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and their grandparents' friends.
Yeah.
And their grandparents' grandparents' friends.
Yeah, we're really looking for an older population to get involved in this gaming.
Yeah.
Psych.
Did you see that tweet
kidding.
I retweeted of the 70-something-year-old playing Battlefield 4?
Really?
No.
Nice.
Yeah, he's sitting as his little gaming setup there, and he's throwing
I
up a fist.
To.
He's got his oxygen tank next to him,
oh.
and Battlefield ground up on his monitor.
That's
like,
awesome.
That's what I want to be when I'm old.
Yeah, I feel
the best thing about being old and decrepit is that you can sit there and play video games.
I don't want to be decrepit, but yeah, I think we'll see a lot more of that with our generation. It's like really rare now. We're like, oh yeah, this old is playing video. That's so cool. Like it's super rare, but I feel like. Our
Once we get up there,
we'll
it's
be the
not
ones.
Be super rare.
Right,
yeah.
right. Like we mentioned before, like, game developers who grew up on the games, early games, are growing up on like top notch games
nowadays. Yeah, the kids now that are going to be tomorrow's developers are growing up on The Last of Us and Hyrule Warriors and all this like top notch stuff,
which isn't. Hyrule Warriors isn't super.
I mean, it's Link,
dynamic.
But it's new.
Yeah, it's Dynasty Warriors with a Link skin on it. Uh-huh. Just be honest.
Yeah, well, we all know that.
Yeah, but the average age of the of a video gamer is like 33. People don't know that.
Okay.
Some people
really?
Think that. Yeah,
that's higher than
it's
I would
in the
have
30s.
Assumed.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's me too.
You gotta think of these bachelors that have nothing better to buy.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of people in their 30s. I'm sure that are. Yeah, I mean. All the journos and everything, they're like in their 30s for the most part. And that's interesting to think about. I just don't see that a lot. So, yeah, everyone, got off on a tangent. We're trying to close, but
that's how we do it.
Yeah, whatever game that always comes to mind and
this how we do it.
You just can't ever seem to touch. I was just going to keep talking.
Why'd
I was
you
kind
so
of like,
when you said never
we're just background music.
I was like thematically, like. I don't know. Anyway. So send it in. GameCalledLifePodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us if you can fit it in 140 words or less. We like your stories. We want you to be the guest of the show.
Send us 10 tweets if it doesn't fit.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's less work for
literally
you guys.
Don't, we literally don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just want
10 notifications. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Make me
Same
feel
person.
Good. And they'd be like, oh, it's okay. We'll still love it.
We'll still favorite every single one.
Yeah.
So. Please write us in if you listen to this before next week. Thank you all very much for listening. Actually, last call.
I got nothing.
Okay, because I really got to
pee.
My brain is zero.
Yeah, food also sounds
less
great.
Less than or equal to zero.
I just know numbers sometimes.
Yeah. Well, not today.
Not math, just numbers.
As for numbers, this has been episode 15, Game Called Life Podcast. 15-teen. Hope you guys have enjoyed. I'm one of the hosts, Josh Bergoleri. Follow us all on Twitter. I don't know why I introduced myself, and we'll get to you guys. Anyway.
Also,
and this is episode 16, so
I bet you didn't know we did all of our recordings in one day.
Back to back to back to back to back to back to back.
We've already got episode 30 recorded.
Nope. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. @GCL
How can we
podcast.
Say that? This is 14.
This is 15.
I am @_Bricolary. Cole can be found @ColePenrice. Zach is @ZachDrinks40s.
Yeah.
Like I said, send in your topics, GCLpodcast@gmail.com. Find us, GCL Podcast. Oh my gosh.
GCL
I keep
podcast.
Giving away the wrong.
.org.
I'm the worst. I'm so terrible. GCLpodcast.com.
Search for us on Pornhub.
Don't even bother about the email. I already said it twice. Exclusive. I don't think they'll find anything on Pornhub, but that would be interesting.
They'll find what I posted on
Pornhub. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm pretty good with Photoshop.
Hey-o. Yep.
So, it's my face photoshopped on a naked version of Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Fish form.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Anyway, that's been episode 15. Hope you guys have enjoyed. Thanks so much for listening in. Like, subscribe, share us with your goldfish and his neighbors.
And his neighbor's goldfish.
Until
especially
next time.
Especially if they're Cosmo and Wanda.
Until next time. Have a great week. We love you guys. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I took my headphones off.
Oh, I saw
back. I was like,
he was like, peace out, cans.
I had to pee for like the last 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Insane.
Like 45?
I kind of have to poop.
24.
Poop while he's peeing.
Yeah, can I poop while you pee, Josh?
No. Shoot through his legs.
So this is the part of podcast when Josh is going to discover Cole towards the end of this podcast. And Zach, how you been?
I've been pretty good. This is a Josh exclusive list.
Yeah, this is your Josh, the first Josh-less podcast.
Josh.
Episode 15.5.
Wow, we're like. Yeah, I like how that sounds. All right.
Pop.
What up? That was episode 15.5.
Hello,
glad you guys tuned
hello
in.
Future Josh.
See ya. All right, we're back. I'm just kidding.
Still here. You thought we were gone.
Yeah, we didn't unplug our
you
stuff.
You thought we were gone.
We got him. We got him real good.
Josh is peeing right now.
He is. He's a fly. No, there actually is a fly. There's a fly over here. Stop.
Got it.
I wish this was a video cast. Yeah, everybody could have watched that.
We need to get one.
We should, dude.
I do have to pee, though.